Hello, everyone. Welcome to Season 1, Episode 7 of The Trump Squad. I am your host, Joe, and today's topic is closings and lockdowns. As all of you are aware, there have been several closings and lockdowns since March 15th in regards to the COVID-19 pandemic. While I do understand the urgency to keep people safe, while I do understand you want to make sure that the virus doesn't spread, I did have a problem with this lockdown and these closings when it first began. I live in New York City. I've lived in New York City my entire life. And my question is actually two things. I'm going to bring up two different subjects here. In the early 80s, there was the AIDS pandemic. In the beginning, they did not know why all of these people were dying. They didn't know what it was from. They didn't know if it was a form of cancer. They didn't know if it was a form of the plague. There were so many different things that were going on. A couple of months into the pandemic, they came out with stories saying that it only affected the gay community, which is gay men at the time, specifically. Then from that, it went to gay women, still in the gay community. Then it went to drug addicts. Then it went to just African-American people. Then it was another group of people. It went on and on and on and on. Then it said that it was primarily only a gay disease. From that, it went on to being people who were also gay, but also heterosexual. So throughout the years, it continued to grow. It continued to cause havoc. It continued to kill millions of people. And during that time in New York City or anywhere around the United States or around the world, there were no lockdowns. There were no closings. The second subject is September 11th, with the tragedy at the World Trade Center. Nothing closed, nothing locked down. The only thing that closed was the stock market, and I believe it closed for maybe a day or two, and then it reopened. No stores, no supermarkets, no businesses, whether small businesses or big businesses in the city of New York and in the five boroughs, nothing closed. I remember I went to work on September 13th. I had to get on the train. I had to take the train into the city, and I had to go to work. Nothing closed during any of that. And in regards to September 11th, no one was really wearing masks walking around the city unless you worked or were digging out the World Trade Center, which was called Ground Zero at that time. So, with toxic dust in the air, no one was wearing masks, nothing shut down. During the AIDS pandemic, which was much worse than this, nothing shut down, nothing locked down. People weren't told to stay in their homes in either event. But we're supposed to believe that this is the deadliest virus in United States history or in the world, when statistics show that AIDS killed way more millions of people worldwide since it started up until now. So you have to ask yourself, were these lockdowns and closings, what were they? Were they the governors and the mayors of each state trying to halt everything, specifically the Democrat states? Because if you look at all the Democrat states now in the United States, most of them are in peril. There's rioting, and people, it's rioting, not protesting. Rioting. When you're smashing windows, and you're throwing things at people, and you're hurting people, and you're burning things, that's not protesting. That is rioting. Simple and true. If you don't like what I'm saying, frankly, I don't give a damn. It's the truth. So, with all these closings and these lockdowns, the schools, the libraries, the stores and everything, even the transit system at certain points. You have to ask yourself, what is all behind this? The Democrats are behind this. The economy has now sunk to a very low level in regards to employment. Before all of this started, employment was at the highest it could be, and unemployment was the lowest. Now, suddenly, it's as high as when Barack Obama was president. Now, I seem to recall there were two different types of viruses when Barack Obama was president. How come none of them, when all of that happened, how come there were no shutdowns and no lockdowns? Or is it because Barack Obama was president and that was okay, but since Donald Trump is now president, you have to lock everything down, screw all the American people, cause havoc and riots in the streets, have people get killed, people get, you know, so much aggravation in their lives, but just because the Democrats can't admit that they have nothing to offer in the 2020 race. So, to people who are hiding under their beds, clutching their emotional support Hillary Clinton dolls, that when you tap them out, it screams what happened. Do us all a favor. Stay hidden underneath your beds. You don't want to go out. You don't want to socialize. That's fine. Let everybody else go back to work. Let the kids go back to school. Stop the pitchforks. Stop the carrying coffins in the street. Stop your friggin' dramatic acting, because that's what you all are doing. You're acting, and it's all nonsense. So, wake up, America, or as I hear many people say, wake the fuck up, America, and do the right thing. That concludes today's episode of The Trump Squad. Please follow me on Twitter at The Trump Squad. If you have any suggestions for topics that you would like for me to discuss on future podcasts, please email your suggestions to TrumpSquadPodcast@gmail.com. Stay safe, stay healthy, and let's continue to make America great again.